talk about what you're currently doing, because man, you came a long way. And believe it or not, sharing with POS, it's a dialer, right? A power dialer, but it's more one of a kind. Can you share with the audience like what you're currently building and where you currently are in your current state? Like, how did you come up with this idea? What was the reason for it? And ultimately, what makes it different in such a competitive market we're in today?
That's such a great question, Jackson. So I'll start with the idea, where the idea came from. Matt Provins, my co-founder, and I connected through an invitation from him to be on his podcast about a year ago from now. It's pretty close. And we talked, and then Matt popped me with the question, like, if you weren't working at your current company, what would you want to do? I'm like, I want to be the founder of a SaaS company. And he's like, well, this is what I'm working on. Here's what it looks like. You interested? And I basically became the co-founder maybe 1 or 2 days after that.
Nice. Hold on now. If we could take a step back, what we're hearing is Matt actually had this idea previously, and he just saw you as like, hey, this is what I'm working on. This is what you're looking for. You want in?
Yep. That's basically it. So then
Nice.
the idea itself morphed and adapted and changed a lot, from when we started developing it in January. And a big part of that was the mobile application, being able to make power dials from your phone, take a pause, take a walk, get some fresh air. We quickly found out, like, probably a lot of sales companies aren't going to be down with that. They don't want their reps walking around the block making calls, but they can still make calls from a comfortable setting, like we talked about, Jackson. It's not the end of the mobile app feature. We had a conversation with someone who pre-signed up, and they expressed that we need a parallel dialer if we really want to be competitive with the other dialers on the market. So quickly pivoted, let our developers know. I think that happened in February. And they made the change. Like, we have a power dialer, we have a parallel dialer. Months from now, we'll have a mobile application that you can parallel and power dial from. So the mobile application, I would say, is the biggest differentiator. I'm a really big fan of the user interface as well. A lot of the other competitors I've worked on, like, use their tools and software. It's like looking at a spreadsheet, and it gets really, like, I'm not going to name names, but we know who it is, what it looks like, or it's just cluttered with different info that not all of it is relevant. So we really tried to simplify the UI so anybody can onboard in a day, and start making calls and, leverage the platform.
Nice. Okay. Ryan, can you please explain to our audience, for those who doesn't know, like what's the main differentiator between a power dialer versus a parallel dialer?
Really simple difference for everybody listening. Power dialer is one dial at a time. It just accelerates the amount of time it takes in between hanging up the call to the next dial versus like a click-to-call type of format. And then the parallel dialer can dial multiple numbers simultaneously. So you're able to make up to 5 times the amount of calls in a dial period versus, one call manually after the other or the power dialer.
Hell yeah, that's what we're talking about, baby. Straight up, talking about streamline. There's a way. There's working hard, and then there's working smart. But we can combine those two, accelerate and use it effectively. That's a lot of value and time saved in that. Ryan, let's talk about the UI UX. So there's a lot of dialers out there, right? We've all experienced it, like PhoneBurner, Connect and Sell, Aurum, Ring DNA. Like, how important is it to you and why, in terms of the UI and the UX? Like, what's your philosophy here when it comes to this is what it's got to look like, here's why.
Great question. So I think the big piece is being easy to navigate. Like, with a lot of the other dialers on the market, it can get really challenging to navigate, especially when you're on a call. So we tried to take all the things that you need, when you're making cold call, like implementing the Calendly integration, So you're able to book a call right on the platform versus having to hop from tab to tab. So it's all about saving time and making, helping you, supporting you work more efficiently.
No, 100%. Just to piggyback off that too, and you're absolutely right. When it comes to being, doing the top funnel work, when you're out there and you're prospecting, one of the biggest issues that reps tend to run into isn't task jumping, it's task switching. And task switching is exactly what you just said. I'm narrowed down. I'm going all in on 1 hour phone call blitz or block. Put up my red tag. Don't bother me. I'm hammering it. Pa, 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 ringing out the phone lines. And then once they book a meeting, you know, they say, yes, looks good. Let's meet on this day. And now they're task switching to the calendar or trying to, it just, it interrupts their workflow. And the integration you just mentioned fixed that problem. So, you know, over time, it will increase productivity.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Well, I'm kind of biased because it is my tool, but yeah, not having to task switch so much just accelerates the amount of time you're able to make dials, have conversations, book meetings, and build pipeline.
Yeah. If I can say something too, and I'd like to stamp it here on this episode. You mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of companies that is kind of, it isn't truly bought in yet. And the reason for that is because they don't want their reps walking around making calls, which is absolutely true. And I honestly believe, and the reason for that is because when you're working on the clock and you're outside, you're considered what's a liability. So let's say you're walking around the neighborhood, you're making the calls, and something happens to that individual, the company itself can be liable for it. But where I see the big picture in here is, let's say the company now has people in office. Rather than being stuck on their desk, tied to their laptop to make this call, they have the ability to free themselves to walk around anywhere they want in the office, whether it's staring at a window view, staring at the city, staring at where the trees are at, where they're more prone to being creative and honing on their craft. And one example I can give in real life time was my experience interning at ADP. I remember when they gave us a book, a list of accounts to make these dials. There was one time, Manny, that the reps were shy. They don't want anyone to hear their calls, at least not yet. And what they would do, what they would go find an empty office room to come in and make their dials. This being said, it would actually create that leisureness to walk around in the office. And let's say, for instance, if you know marketing is on one side and sales on the other, and they have a desk or they're tied to a cubicle, instead, they have the ability with pause to just pull up their mobile app on their phone, stare at the window view and make the calls. And I believe with 100% certainty, that call would go way better than it, as if you're just sitting at a desk. What are your thoughts?
No, 100%. I think there's use case for it in office. I know I'm going to shout him out. John Mahan said he takes all his discovery calls on the porch outside, you know, and that's a great way to like, not so much disconnect, but get away from being tethered to your desk all day. Like, it's not just about going on a walk. Like, you can step out in your backyard, you know, make the dials. It's just an alternative to, you know, using a desktop version.
Yeah, 100%. For those who are listening, Jonathan Mahan is actually a good friend and colleague of ours too as well. He was one of the original members of SDU in terms of the community. And I believe he started, correct me if I'm wrong, he was previously in AE at a company called BombBomb, where they do video and outreach strategy.